Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply. ebaymotors.com.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5hetide.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5hetide.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful, here with a name you know. And where don't you know her from? She's been everywhere. She's done a little bit of everything. Now you can see her MLW on Reels all the time. We got Taya Valkyrie. Taya, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. You've always got a lot going on. Like, at all times, you've got a lot going on.
Yeah. I don't know how to relax, I guess.
Is that a thing? Like, do you ever feel like almost guilty when you relax? Like, gotta be doing something?
I feel like I can give it a day or two, 3 days. If I have like a week of not doing anything, I'm like, oh my God, like, time is wasting.
So are you like a 2 or 3 day vacation person? Like, some people I know, they book them for like 10 days, 2 weeks. I can only go like 2 or 3 days, and then I'm like, I gotta get back to work.
Well, and also I just miss my dogs so much. So I like have like this guilt that like they're at their bougie pet hotel that like I need to save them from the bougie pet hotel. Yeah, no, I like we go on like week vacations. And I remember we went, John and I, on like a family vacation to Hawaii for like 2 weeks. And I was like, oh my God, this is long. This is a long time.
did Presley, I believe that's how I pronounce it, develop an ego after becoming a television star?
I mean, he's been a television star for a few years now. Yeah. Prior to his NXT stint, you know, he's done two short films. He was on Impact with me. He did indie wrestling. And then he was in WWE. So, you know, he asks for a little bit more bacon than his brother. But
did Presley have to like audition for any of these? Did WWE step in and say like, you know, maybe we can get a different dog that maybe isn't yours to do this? Or did like he have the role nailed down?
I think he at first they really wanted Bowie because Bowie was like fluffy and white and naturally like matched to my boots and, you know, the aesthetic was there. But I petitioned very hard for Presley because Bowie is definitely like the problem child of the two of them, the second born. So he's just like a happy-go-lucky like little dog, you know, like he doesn't really like to follow instructions. Whereas Presley obviously like just, you know, he's a mama's boy. So whatever I'd tell him to do, he would just kind of do it.
I
was hiding around the corner with Bacon and he just had to run with to me.
That's funny. I would have loved to have seen like the complete behind the scenes of just those vignettes because they were perfect. Oh, yeah. They were perfect.
It was a lot, but we made it work.
I love that. That's fantastic. And it always is impressive to me when it is the person's actual pet that they have, because, you know, we've seen some people that kind of have to have sort of professional animals brought in for things like that. So also it being, you know, not that much travel, I would say, associated with that probably didn't hurt either, right?
Well, exactly. It wasn't that big of a deal because I was during the COVID times. So we didn't leave the PC. So I could just bring him to work with me. And if, for example, I only had a vignette or something during that taping, I would try to get John to come pick him up or quickly drive literally down the street to our house and drop him off so that he wasn't there all day with me, kind of thing. So.
Plus, Presley's got to fly business class. Like,
oh, yeah. Very bougie.
Needs
very...
the leg room. Needs the leg room, all that. Man, it's wild because I'm looking at your MLW career, your NWA career, Impact. Like, you've regularly appearing on all of these different platforms. Are you currently signed, locked down anywhere? Or are you still like able to take bookings wherever you please?
I'm still a free agent. And that's because I've just been having a really good time. I'm going everywhere, like you said, and working consistently with all these companies. I have mentioned this before, you know, one of my goals for this year is definitely finding where I want to be for a long period of time. So when the time comes, when it's the right fit, you know, that's something that I'm definitely going to be looking into. But for now, I'm just having a really good time working everywhere and meeting all these different people and working with different producers and working with different wrestlers and just kind of exploring the world of professional wrestling again.
And you have seen environments where things are very restrictive and companies don't want you working elsewhere. And you've also seen the current climate where they're like, yeah, whenever we can get you, we would love to have you. And if you get exposure elsewhere, that's better for us too. What do you think facilitated that change the most?
I don't know, because it wasn't like that when I went to NXT. It wasn't, you know, prior to that. And I don't know if it was because, you know, everyone was coming back from being shut down and people were just kind of like, we just need to get to work. And I think that had something to do with it because I feel like people were just like gunning to get to work and do stuff and be in front of crowds. And, you know, a lot of people during those 2-3 years of COVID, probably contracts ran out and different things probably happened that led there to be these spots open and the opportunity for people to work together.
And you appearing in MLW, I mean, that's who reaches out and says, we want to bring you in, because you've been appearing there pretty regularly for a while.
So I worked with Court Bauer before. So he reached out to me and kind of explained what they were planning on doing and really bringing the women's division to the forefront. And I love that. I love, you know, changing the scene at a company and changing what people think about the women's division somewhere. So I was on board and we started with a few dates. Now it's led to me being the first ever featherweight women's champion at MLW. And I'm happy to see all these new faces coming in and getting these opportunities and how much she's really bringing in a lot of like extremely talented Mexican talent that I've known for many, many years who are now getting that American television exposure. And it's just a really great work environment and I'm happy to be there.
Let's talk about the top talent from Mexico, Microman. You got to work with Microman. He's a phenomenon, like selling all kinds of merch is like
his song hits and everyone's like, yes. Like,
I know MLW was like super pumped to land him too. Like that was a big deal for them. And then I keep hearing like, oh, his merch is selling real good. Like he is legitimately one of the faces of the promotion. I love that. Do you ever have these companies that will hit you up and be like, hey, you're familiar with that scene. Do you have any recommendations of who to bring in? Because I would imagine your word carries a lot of weight in that environment.
Absolutely. And I, you know, I've worked in Mexico for a decade now, over a decade. So I know a lot of them personally. A lot of them are my very, very, a lot of those wrestlers are my very good friends, if not family, chosen family. So of course I'm going to recommend the ones that I think really have what it takes and who I see a lot of, you know, future in.
Do you ever get like the who should we stay away from type of thing?
Honestly, very rarely. Very rarely, because
you never know.
Yeah, I know. It's like I could probably think of like one time that someone's actually asked me that, and I was.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. If you had an extra hour in your day, what is the first thing that you would do? Read a book, take a nap, play some video games, do something for a friend, volunteer. A lot of us spend our lives wishing that we had more time, but the question is, time for what? And if it was unlimited, how would you go about using it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important for you and to make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Therapy is so valuable. It's gotten me through some tough times, really helped me reflect on things that are important, specifically with BetterHelp. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be the convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. This is so beneficial when you've got that crammed schedule and you can't even imagine finding that extra hour. You can do it all from home. Fill out a brief questionnaire, get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Fightful today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/Fightful. It's so flexible and it can help you find that social sweet spot with BetterHelp. That's BetterHelp.com/Fightful.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants. They all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I don't like
And
problems.
Microman got the job anyway. Microman got the job anyway.
Listen. I'm like, these are the people I like. This is my experience with them. And that's how I work. This is a business. And, you know, I just want everybody who deserves a chance to get a chance.
One of my favorite things you've done is sort of that bridge between Mexican wrestling, Lucha Libre, and the American entertainment with Lucha Underground. And we see a lot of those Lucha Underground elements play out in MLW too, like Aztec Warfare and stuff. Cesar Duran being there as well, of course. What was it like to be like back in the fold with him too? Because once Lucha Underground ended, I was like, oh, I'm sure he'll just go do acting. We might not ever be fortunate enough to see him again.
Yeah, honestly, when I saw him, I was so happy because I hadn't seen him in a really long time. I have a really hard time also saying his MLW name because I've known him for so long as Dario. But that we worked that into the story, and it's been really fun getting to work with him again. Even having Matt Stryker on commentary, like I'm just like, hey, just like old times, buddy. Like it's been really fun. And you know, just now that John is there as well, it feels very comfortable and nice, and it's flowing all together.
It's really amazing how easily he transitioned to pro wrestling, because we've seen a lot of actors that have tried to do pro wrestling related stuff and it doesn't come off as well. He's seamless. Like it looks like it's easy for him.
John? Yes.
Yeah.
Everything is easy.
it's like that's the thing. Like we've seen, and interestingly enough, also Cesar is very good at going from acting to the wrestling stuff. John is very good at going from the wrestling to acting stuff. And I feel like Lucha Underground probably helped a ton of people with that, because there were so many more cinematic elements before that was the norm.
Yeah, it was every single backstage scene was shot like how you would shoot a regular television show. So you're doing the scene from the front, from the back, from the side, close-ups. You're repeating the scene hundreds of times, you know, like trying to get this right. It was really fun because I think it really taught us all a lot about what it meant to be doing television and what it's like, because it was shot so differently. And I just really love watching a lot of that back because it was such a really happy time in a lot of people's careers. You look at The Phoenix, The Pentagon, Thunder Rosa, Daga, Jeff Cobb, everybody, myself, John, you know, that came from that. It really was for us all like that first stepping stone to kind of getting that exposure and getting out there.
I mean, I think the first couple of seasons of that were just, at the time, probably my favorite TV show, period, at that time. I was so pumped to see that every single week. Do you want to see more elements of that incorporated into MLW, or is it kind of a leave the memories alone type of thing? Because I know it is a special memory for a lot of people.
I think a little bit of both. It's just like when you have your favorite, for example, I just watched the Willow television, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
On Disney Plus. And Willow is one of my favorite movies growing up. So I was like, I don't know about this kind of thing. But then, because I'm just so in love with the original, right? So I feel like sometimes I'm like, just like that with Lucha Underground, I'm like, oh, but I was just so in love with the original. But then also it just makes it really fun and really a sense of like comfort when we get to do things that remind me of such a good time in my life.
Well, here's a painful one. You're about to face someone who was 10 years old when Lucha Underground started.
Oh my God, don't say that. Jesus.
10 years old. Billy Starks, Kentucky legend. We love Billy out here. But I mean, this is you are still very much
super old.
I mean, you're in your physical prime right now. Like you're still like you're there. You're like not aging out or anything like that. She's she's funny. A prodigy.
Yeah.
And you're about to nearly beat a child. What can I say? You're about to basically.
I do feel like that though. I'm like, oh my gosh. Like,
but I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that have been in the ring with her and they're like, man, she lays it in. She doesn't let anybody call her a kid. What are you looking forward to, or maybe not looking forward to, in this type of match? Just turned 18, did Billy Starks.
Okay, stop. I honestly, like, I love seeing people, men and women, like, who are extremely hungry to be in this business. I mean, I, for example, you know, moved to Mexico and had to do all this stuff to really find my spot. And I see a lot of myself in Billy and having to, like, find her spot. And she went to Japan and she's been getting on all these indie shows and really, you know, driving those miles in the car, and has this like huge support system within the business who love her and adore her and recognize her hard work. So I love that. Doesn't mean I am against, you know, beating her ass to teach her a few things, but I am just thrilled to have this up and coming generation be so passionate about something that is what I love and what I've dedicated my life to. So I can't wait to fight her this weekend. Billy Starks, you've definitely got a problem on your hands with me. So
I think one of my favorite things about your run since NXT is being able to see you work with like Maddie Rinkowski and Trish Adora and people like Killer Kelly, even over an Impact. And now Billy Starks, who, maybe haven't necessarily gotten the global exposure. I mean, I know that Maddie has been on AEW and stuff, but I mean, also you've worked TV for everybody. Like there's nobody whose television experience that you don't know about. How do those television experiences differ from one to another, from MLW, NWA, Impact to WWE, to even Lucha Underground?
I mean, they're all very different because they're all very different, you know, products. And I think that different places run their businesses differently, and you have to learn to work with different personalities. And sometimes you're not going to agree with what they're saying, or you have a better idea, or you think it's a better idea. And like some places will listen to you and some places will not. But everything that I've done this year specifically, and working with all these companies, getting to work with these amazing women, you know, nationally and internationally, you know, has just made me appreciate all of those differences so much more. So I'm learning still every single day. I'm learning things about myself, learning things about this business. And it's just really exciting to, you know, have that library of knowledge. And I'm thrilled to share that with people. I want people to ask me my opinion because I just care so much. And I just want to see people grow and experience the life that they want within this business and beyond.
Have you ever been approached about potentially coaching or producing down the line? Because I mean, with specifically that unique experience of working so many different environments, I mean, it feels like you'd have a lot of knowledge to impart. And we see people like Arya Daivari, who is still very much in his physical prime. And they're like, yeah, please produce for us at AEW.
Yeah, like I've said this also before. I have a huge interest in learning about that because I haven't really had the opportunity to sit and learn, you know, what's going on in the headsets and the monitors and what's going on in the truck. So that's definitely something I want to do, especially I am super into writing and creating characters and working on character work and looks and aesthetics and all that kind of stuff. So I would love to be also part of a creative team at some point, because I think that I have the experience. I think that I have the passion and I've been through a lot of really weird shit, which makes for a good story. And so I think I do have interest in doing that in the future, and you never know, you know?
I always look at pro wrestlers and I'm like, you almost have to be creative to be in there. You're creating stories, moves, personas, catchphrases, promos, and all that stuff. So like I always love seeing ones like yourself that are like, well, I want to learn more. I want to learn more about it. Like why not know as much as humanly possible about it?
Exactly. This is this is an industry that's growing and evolving every single day. If you are not learning, you're being left behind. So I just want to keep doing that and keep learning from my friends, from my peers, from people even, you know, that have been doing this less time. You learn from everybody and everybody affects you in a certain way. And so it's very important to me that people continue to do that and grow.
I was so excited to see you in the Battle Riot last year. I'm a sucker for those styles of battle royal. I love it. What was the process of even like preparing for that and being told, yeah, we're going to throw you in here with about like 39 guys. Enjoy.
It was it was kind of last minute too. So I was like, oh, okay. So here we go. And I mean, just like anything, listen, my career and my life has not exactly been the straight road to success. It has been very winding and had many bumps and valleys and mountains. So, you know, I just look at the challenge in the eyes and I go, guess I'm going to get murdered by Parker in the corner and kicked in the face by Kevin Cross. So here we are.
Look what it did for them. Look, their career.
Come on. So it's just, I love any opportunity to do intergender stuff, obviously. And having been the first woman to ever been in the Battle Riot is really cool. And I, you know, throw it at me. Throw me a challenge. You know, I'll take it down.
I really loved how Impact did it a couple years before, too, where they just had almost like an even number of men and women in there. The Call Your Shot gauntlet. I thought that was a very cool approach as well. But we mentioned Billy Starks, MLW. Who are some names that you look at outside of the companies that are signed and you're like, I want to mix it up with them. I want to do it.
I really want to have Lady Shani have an opportunity to sign. I'd love to have her there. Yeah, that I know they came, a few of them came for one of the tapings, but I'd like to see them more consistently spotlighted. So why not?
I was happy to see you had like a killer match with Jody Threat last year.
Oh, SPW. I love Jody Threat.
She's my gosh.
So fun and she's so fiery. And like I taught a seminar, this was, you know, in 2019 maybe, 2019, with Conan at a Rise show and she was there. And to see her evolve and grow in confidence and style and just be a total Canadian badass, you know, I love it.
Nobody looks like her, works like her. She's got a very unique presentation overall. Like, yeah. I really think that she's great.
And she's another one that has like that passion and fire in her. And listen, coming from Canada, I get it. Like we have to work so hard to like get noticed and to get those opportunities, those contracts, to be able to work in the States and things like that. So I will always be there to support a Canadian sister.
As world featherweight champion, like that, I love that they put like sort of that division on it as well. Look at that. That is a beauty. I got an early look at that and I was like, man, that thing looks incredible. Like you have dominated this division. So like, at what point are you saying, okay, what's next? What's the next challenge? Because you're approaching 1 year on that. Like, before you know it, you'll be there.
Constantly. I'm constantly, every single day, going, what is next? What is next? What is next? I remember when I won the Reina de Reinas Championship for the first time, and I was the first, you know, non-Mexican-born woman to ever win it in the history of AAA, and it was, like, a really big deal, and I was, like, so happy at it and everything, and I saw Dorian backstage, Dorian Roldan at AAA Mania, and I was, like, and they were announcing season one of Lucha Underground, and I was not on season one, and I was just, like, why am I not on season one? What is going on? And he's, like, Taya, you are crazy. You always are looking for the next thing. I go, he's like, you just made history and won this championship. Are you not happy? And I go, oh, I'm happy. But like, why can't
why not more?
I'm always that one person, you know, that person that looks for the next challenge, the next opportunity, and the next opportunity to win and learn and, you know, do more business.
And it's interesting because just a few years ago, if you weren't signed, companies were not going to put a title on you. Like, you weren't going to get that opportunity. And now, MLW, AAA, even Impact, like, all over the place, you're holding gold or have held gold. What do you think that says about you? I mean, to me, it instills a lot of confidence, and it says a lot about your character that they're like, okay, she's a professional. She's not going to do anything that she isn't supposed to do or isn't. Maybe not even that, but like anything unbecoming on any of these other platforms. I think it speaks very highly of their trust in you.
Yeah. And I understand myself. I've always been a person. I'm a massive rule follower to the point where my friends make fun of me. I hold myself to a certain standard, and my work over, you know, the last 12 years speaks for itself. And, you know, I'll continue to do that, and I'll continue to represent the places that I work at the best of my ability. We all make mistakes. There's always going to be, I mean, this is wrestling and entertainment. There's always going to be some controversy, and just try to, you know, keep my head in my work and keep working and pushing forward in creating my own legacy and creating, you know, the history that is La Güera Loca.
A reminder, guys, you can check out MLW on Reels. As we wrap up, I like to do an exercise called Shooting Softly, where we say nice things about people that you've worked with. It's the opposite of all those YouTube videos where it's like Enzo shoots hard on Simon Gotch and all that. Like, this is a for positive headlines, so we're going to see if we can get some. We got Masha, who you've worked with multiple times.
Yeah, I love Masha. I think she's another one that has had to really, you know, find her spot. She's super hot right now all over the place. I mean, I do have a little problem with her. She's going to be wrestling my husband coming up at Mania weekend. So she better watch out for me. But I have a huge level of respect for her. And having heard her story now and all the work that she did over the years to lead to this is really inspiring.
How about a consistent producer in MLW, one Savio Vega?
I love him. He's so sweet. I've known him for many, many years, obviously. I haven't really gotten the chance to work with him as a producer at MLW yet, but as a friend and as a coworker, he's great. He's phenomenal.
Chelsea Green, we just saw her return to WWE in a character that I'm sure she's going to absolutely kill it with.
Oh my God. What can I say about Chelsea Green? Everyone knows me and her are, you know, some of the closest friends ever. And, her and Mackenzie are like the two people that I miss the most from not living in Orlando, because we all were three peas in a pod last year. So I'm just really happy for her. Obviously, I just want to see my friends succeed and be treated well and make that money. Do what you got to do. My fellow Victoria, a Vancouver Island girl, you know, I only want the best for her.
How about Johnny Swinger? He's an interesting character.
Johnny Swinger. Well, I've known him for several years now, obviously, as well, and watching him in Swinger's Palace and all the fun things that he's been doing at Impact Wrestling and with Zicky Dice. And I just love people that really commit to a character, and that's exactly what he does. So kudos to him.
What about GCW legend Early Morning Guy Steele, one of my inspirations in wrestling?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I've never met him. So I have seen clips and GIFs online, but I'm just kind of like, what's happening here? And why does it look like he's just sweating all the time?
I feel like he's a very sweaty guy. It's hard to tell through the suit. I met him backstage, and he just did one of these or one of these. He wouldn't answer me.
Yeah, he looks all the power to him, you know? I don't know his story or whatever, but he's really going for it. I see he has started social media.
He tweets a lot. He DMs me.
I saw that you posted that, and I was like,
he DMs me. Let me see what he said to me, because it was very interesting. He asked me to report some. I think they told me to report that he's a free agency or a free agent. Yeah, he's currently unsigned and available for both wrestling matches and oil rig drilling. Well, how could a company not sign him? That's a double threat right there.
I mean, I don't think that there's anybody else that has those two talents. Yeah. That gimmick is taken, so go for it.
Have you ever seen Joe Dirt? Like, that is not an easy job to do. We saw him, fail miserably at it. So,
so early morning Guy Steele seems like he'd be a messy man, but go for it.
He does. He does. Well, again, Taya, thank you so much for the time. Check out MLW on Reels. She's got a big match with Billy Starks coming up. Taya, I want to thank you so much. It's the first time I've been able to interview. Hopefully we get to do this
again. I thought that too. I was like, is this the first time we've actually spoken to each other?
It is. It's our first interview that we've ever done. We had just missed each other on a few PR things. I had requested you in NXT, and they weren't too thrilled with me then, so they didn't give me that interview. But here we are.
It all worked out again. Here we are.
The power of MLW. We love MLW here. check them out on Reels. Very excited to see what they do there. Guys, until next time, we're out. You hear me talk about NordVPN.com/Fightful a lot? It's because I use it every single day. You can listen or watch your favorite shows abroad. Whether you're in the States like me and you want to watch shows from the UK or Australia, or you're just traveling and you want access to your local things. You can shield your data from snoops and criminals. You can safely listen to your shows, stream shows, browse in complete privacy by shielding your IP address. You can change your virtual location with just one click. Protect yourself on public Wi-Fi. You know that can be dangerous. People can get access to all of your stuff. Secure all the devices that you own. It's available on all major operating systems, and you can connect up to 6 devices separately with one subscription. 30-day money-back guarantee, 4 months free added on top of that deal. NordVPN.com/Fightful with 3 great tiers for you to enjoy.